Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the KITP. I'm Lars Bildsen, the director here, and I'm going to make you got plenty of time. You can have a seat. You can just relax.
Oh,
yeah. So welcome to the KITP. I'm the director here, and I want to thank all of you for coming. It should be a really exciting conference. I always like to ask how many of you is this morning your first time at the KITP? Raise your hand high. Wow, okay. So I always say at least half. This looks like 80% of you, which is great. So that means most of you are wondering why you're here and how this happened. The KITP runs programs across all of physics. We do about a dozen per year. A program is a long period of 10 to 12 weeks where 25 people are typically here on a given day. And those programs arise out of the physics community proposing things to us. We work with our advisory board, about 17 physicists. The geophysicist on the board who's just rotating off is Peter Olson. Some of you may know Peter. About to recruit the new individual, so if anybody has an idea of who I should replace Peter, please tell me. But what I'd encourage you to do is talk to myself, or I'm trying to think, Mark Bowick is away. I'm trying to see who else. Well, because this crowd hasn't been here often, none of you are former advisory board members. So if you have ideas, grab me and talk. So September, October, we call for proposals. We work on those all through the year, and then we have a big advisory board meeting in February where we decide what would be a good idea. And so this, you're here as part of a program. That program proposal came to us about 2 years ago. We do this advanced planning because we want people to come for long periods, which means they need to escape from their teaching responsibilities quite often, and so we have to do things in advance. So welcome, everyone. Everything we do here is recorded, and so the speaker is mic'd, and it's being videotaped immediately and typically uploaded that day. What that means as well is that we need to be certain we hear the questions. So when Baylor's running the first session, he will ensure that either him or maybe we'll get help, we'll get the microphone for the question. That's so that the mic, so we actually record the question, not just the answer, so it doesn't look like Jeopardy. That reminds me to say that timing, that we really take seriously the time for discussions here. And so Baylor will set a brilliant example of what it means to have 30 minutes of talk and 15 minutes of discussion. What that means for all of you is that there's actually time for you to ask your question, and it might not be the first question that pops into your mind because we give you 15 minutes to have a dialogue. And so please take advantage of that time, and please discipline Baylor if he fails. I do want to thank the coordinators for this. I'm looking for Daria, though. She's not here yet. So Daria Halkidis, I'll thank her at another time because she's been doing all the immediate heavy lifting. Of course, Baylor and Brad Marston have been your coordinators. So let's give them all a round of applause. So we have excellent staff here at the KITP, and their job, as well as mine and others, is to ensure this runs smoothly. So Claudia Gutierrez is the conference coordinator. Thank you, Claudia, for all your hard work. You're not done yet, but. And of course, our AV staff, and Craig Kunimoto is here, and he's going to be helping. There's wireless, so if you want to check whether the speaker is telling you the truth, you're free to go on the internet. Otherwise, I don't see any cause for it. But that's the wireless, and there's the password that we've had for about 35 years. So if you need it, feel free to use it. During the breaks, it is important that you wear your name tag. So there are two other programs happening here at the KITP right now, one on the physics of dark matter and another on high-energy physics through sensitive measurements with atomic physics. All of those 55 physicists will be convinced that the breaks and lunches are for them. And the only way for our staff to help defend the food is for you to wear your name tag. So please do wear your name tag. Parking, so you're here, so you've already parked. If you failed, top of lot 10 is where you should park, which is this right up here. And you can get a pass that you select VIP. It's probably the only time in your life you get to do that. The nights when there's no dinner, or even the dinner nights, you may get locked out. The building gets locked at 5. But through the courtyard, which is where we have the breaks, there's a big back door where you'll see the caterers going in and out. During the evenings for dinners, that door stays open. So if you get locked out, that's the best way to get back in. If you want to bring someone with you to dinner that we don't know about, family member, spouse, friend, et cetera, please let Claudia know so she can both collect the fee and increase the headcount. The shuttle does leave promptly at the end of the day today. And for those of you who need to get to different places, at the end of the conference, there will be a sign-up sheet for the Airbus, which can get you to Los Angeles or Amtrak or to the airport. So it looks like Daria has arrived. So let's thank Daria for all her hard work. And the final thing is, please turn off your cell phones. And I'm going to hand this over to Baylor. And I'm only running away because I'm teaching this quarter and I have to be at a classroom in 15 minutes. So Baylor.